Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. We've been discussing Jesus' thoughts on prayer the last week or so. Today, we finally get up to what many referred to, perhaps most in the world, as the Lord's Prayer. We know it is the model prayer, and let me explain that a bit before I get into it. In verse 9, Jesus says this, "Pray then in this way." In other words, this is how you are supposed to pray. Remember, he's teaching his disciples. So you pray in this way. For us as Christians, when we recite or read this, it's very evident when we get to verse 12, this cannot apply to Jesus. Let me back up now and read it for you. "Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Most people end it with, "Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." But that is not in most of the original early manuscripts. That's why it's bracketed. I'm going to stop there for today, and we'll come back and look at some of the individual tenets of this prayer next time. Hanging on Jesus Every Word, for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.